If you commit to one thing, you can't commit to another. St. Paul presents in his letter, particularly the letter to the Romans that we have been listening to, this idea that committing to the Lord means not committing to sin. That asking God for grace means not refusing to accept it. Asking the Lord to help provide the freedom in the relationship with Jesus means not being addicted to sin. And throughout this book, in many different ways, Paul lays out those choices. He simply says, if you're going to commit to the Lord, commit to the Lord. Now, we know in our life there are so many things to which we commit. There are so many things that we decide to do or to follow. And Paul says some of those things lead to really bad outcomes. People become less free. People, in fact, find themselves farther away from the peace that they seek or the happiness they desire. And while it may be difficult, surrendering to the Lord Jesus is the option that leads to true freedom. Paul describes, quite frankly, problems we still deal with today. There are those who are slaves to impurity, slaves to lawlessness. But now we have a choice. Because of what Jesus has done for us, he has died for our sins, he has overcome the power of sin, and he offers us this wonderful eternal life. That requires a commitment as well, though, but it's one that leads us to discover who we really are, the children of God, saved by the love of Jesus.